Well, this morning I want to talk to you in just about a very simple subject this morning. But as I was thinking about communion, it's the new year, it's the new month. I thought about that word new. New, that's kind of an interesting word. And in the Bible, it has a couple different definitions. But for us and for the sake of this message, we just think about that word new. And it's part of the communion passage as well in Matthew 26. Jesus said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, the new agreement, versus the old agreement, the Old Testament. This is the new covenant, the new testament." New in the sense of different, different than what the other was. And then in verse 29, I didn't quote it this morning, but it says, "But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until I drink it," what? "New with you in my Father's kingdom." This is the last time Jesus said that we will have what you know as the Passover meal, and then we'll have it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And then following up on that, in the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul said, "I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you," in verse 23 of chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, Paul also says in verse 25, quoting Jesus, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." And as often as you do this, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This idea of new, a new month, a new year, a new beginning, if you will. In the old version, in the old King James version, if you look up a Strong's Concordance that lists every verse in the Bible, I did a quick count and my eyesight's not what it used to be, so I may have been off one or two. But the word new appears in the Old Testament about 86 times, just that word new. There's some other words that might indicate the same, but 86 times in the Old Testament, the word new is used. And the very first one is used when it talks about a new king that knew not Joseph. However, we know that if you go back further in Genesis, we have a new day, we have a new creation, we have new this, new that, new that, although that word isn't mentioned. And then in the New Testament, the word new is used right at 60 times in the Old King James Version. And we have it in a lot of different variations, the word new. And so when we think of new, we think of something that's special to us, I think. I thought about Jimmy and Sharina. They have a new baby in the house. So now they have three boys. My mother raised three boys, and so I'm excited to see how Jimmy and Sharina do it. And it's going to be exciting for them. But little Connor is a new baby. And how many know a new baby changes everything, right? Changes everything. And they're excited, and we're excited, of course. And so I was holding him just a couple days ago, and at the hospital I had the privilege of holding him, and it always touches my heart as I hold my grandchildren, you know, from Ryan, the firstborn, to Tyler, to Abby, to Logan, to Jacob, and now Connor. Just tears come to my eyes as I hold him. But anyway, I was holding him at their house the other day, and I was holding him, and he was just sleeping and nice, and then he kind of shoved, kind of moved, and he turned his head toward my pocket, and I knew he wasn't looking for my glasses. And I said, "Sorry, buddy, but you'll be rudely disappointed." There. But this new baby is such a special thing to them, and they'll have the privilege and responsibility of course raising him for the Lord. And then I thought about a new car. A new car. I've had two new cars in Cheryl and I's 45 years together. We've had some used cars, lots of used cars, but we've only had two new cars. We had a new car that someone blessed us with, and it was one of those times when they were selling two cars for the price of one or something like that, and one of the church families gave it to us. It was a cute little Plymouth thing, had good gas mileage, and so we got in, and it was new. And then I guess I need to back up three, because Cheryl got a new van, and then I got a new truck at the same time because we got a discount because my brother's wife worked for Ford Motor Company back in Michigan. And so so you get in, and how many know that new car smell, right? New car smell. And then I was at an auto parts store one day, and I saw these little things, you know, that you take out of the package and you hang them up. What are those called? Air fresheners. And there was, you know, they've got cinnamon, and they've got, you know, dirty dog, and they've got, no, I don't know. But they've got one that says new car, it'll make your car smell like new again. I don't know about that. But a new car is always exciting. And then I thought about a new house. Cheryl and I have had one new house in our marriage together. All the other houses have been used and lived in before, but the house we're in now, and we've been in there for 38 years or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, a long time. And it's not new anymore, but boy, when it was new, it was nice. And you know, you go in when it's new and you place everything where you want it and you determine this is going to stay new. Well, how many know that doesn't last very long, right? So a new house, and then, of course, new clothes. How many got new clothes for Christmas? Anybody here get new clothes for Christmas? All right. See, dear, it's not the most popular thing to buy. New clothes for Christmas. Well, I got some new clothes for Christmas. I haven't worn them yet, but I'm going to. And, of course, you know, kids like new toys and new bikes and on and on and on. So this idea of new is exciting because it's different. And we anticipate this new year being exciting because we haven't been there before. But before long, we will be into the new year. And if we're not careful, we can slip right back into some of the old habits that we had in the old year. That last Sunday, we talked about leaving some things behind, leaving fear behind and grudges behind and unbelief behind, leaving those things. But if we're not careful, we can turn the new year into what the old year was, right? And so we need to remember that. And so when you think about new, then you think about renew. And it's interesting, the word renew, just in that version, and maybe the equivalent of it, in the New Testament is found 6 times, and the Old Testament 10 times. So somehow the Bible seems to indicate that the idea of new needs to be a priority, and renew is just a reminder to keep things fresh. To keep them fresh. There are some things we need to renew. And so this year, I think my encouragement is that we, as the people of God, look forward to a new strength in 2018. I believe that God has something new for us in this area of strength. He can renew our strength. The Bible tells us that. But I believe that God will give us a new strength. I think as our day, so shall your strength be, the Bible says. And a new hope that we can be better and that we can do better and that we can accomplish things that maybe we weren't able to accomplish last year. I thought about a new love for our family. Now, I don't doubt that all of you love your family and you love your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. I know you do, and I know I do. But I think God can give us a new love for our family. Amen? A fresh love, if you will. Just a new appreciation for our wives and our husbands and our children and our grandchildren. A new love for our family. A new love for our friends. And a new love for God. A new love for God. What does that look like? A new love for God. We cannot comprehend, Elihu said, the great things that God can do. And I want to tell you, just the time we get God figured out, God shows us a new side to himself. Amen? He's ever fresh and ever new. And maybe this year, God will show himself in a new way for us. And then I think of the Bible, and you know how much we love to emphasize the Bible here. You know how much we love the Word, and so we have the Bible studies that you go to, and the different things, and of course we use our Bibles on Sunday mornings, and we encourage you to read them and to study them and to memorize them as you can. But how many know we need a new appreciation for this Word that God has given us? Amen. And again, you know, these things are so plentiful. You can find them everywhere. We got more Bibles sometimes than we know what to do with, but it's ever fresh and ever new. I've been using lately, I've used it before, but here lately I've just been so impressed at memorials or weddings. I usually try to give someone, a financial blessing. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to use the Gideon's Memorial folders that we have available. And so I write in the card that in honor of your celebration, someone just celebrated 95 years of age, and they don't live here in our area, but I got a note. So I sent them and said, the Gideons are going to place 5 Bibles in your honor, either in schools or motels or prisons somewhere, and in your honor. And I got back a note and said, thank you so much for doing that, just knowing that because of our celebration, the Word of God is going out to who knows what in the world by the Gideons, giving those Gideon Bibles. People are going to be touched and won to Jesus Christ. How many know that's a great thing to do? Amen? And so if you haven't, yeah, amen. So if you haven't used those cards, they're free to take, and then they have explanation on how to do it. But getting the Word of God out there, because the Word of God to some people can be brand new. They can just be brand new. Maybe they've never had a Bible of their own. And so we appreciate the Gideons and all that they do and all that they accomplish for the Lord. So Richard and Jenny, thank you. That wasn't for you, but we recognize you're part of the Gideons Association, and they do a great job. And then a new appreciation for prayer. And I know that sometimes prayer is not the easiest thing to do, but how many know we need to talk to God? Amen? You know what would have happened to Cheryl and I's relationship had all through 2017 we never spoke to each other? You know how bruised I would be today if that were the case? Our relationship would have shrunk and really not been what it should be. And I want to tell you, God wants to talk to His people, and He wants you to talk to Him. Amen? And you think, what would I say to God? Anything you want to. Anything that you want to. I had the privilege this last year of meeting a couple officials. You know, I just happened to be at some places where they were. And of course, my fear was, what am I going to say to them when I meet them? When I introduce myself, what am I going to say? Well, the words came, and that was good. But sometimes maybe you think, what can I say to God? What can I say to God? But the good news is that you can say anything you want to God. Anything. Just start talking to God. Amen? So make this a year of prayer. A year where we have a new vision, a new outlook, a new appreciation for our community and for our church and your jobs. How many appreciate your jobs? Come on, be honest. About half of you. Well, the other half that didn't raise your hands, how many know 2018 could be a time when you can have a new appreciation for your job? Amen? Amen? Now, the job market's getting better. The unemployment rate is lower than it has been in a long, 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 long time, and we're grateful for that. Still folks that are looking for jobs. But how many know our jobs, we need to appreciate our jobs and thank the Lord we have a way to earn a living so that we can support our families and everything, right? And so you may not have the easiest boss, you know, to work with. I know about that. I'm sorry. I made a New Year's resolution that I would not tease Sally this year. And I've already broken twice. Anyway, appreciate the fact that you have a job. And pray for your employers. Pray for the fellow employees. And pray for your business. And pray for the community. And appreciate those in this new year. And finally, I want to read to you a couple of things out of the book of Revelation. It's interesting that the word new in the Old Testament, at least in the Old King James Version, we don't even see until later in Genesis where Joseph goes to Egypt. But in the New Testament, we have the word new right toward the end, chapter 21 of Revelation. Look what it says. Revelation chapter 21. I I know it's there somewhere. There it is. Revelation chapter 21. This is right toward the end of the Bible. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. This is John, who's probably around 90, I think he's around 96 years old maybe, or 95 years old, somewhere in there when he writes this, on the island of Patmos as a prisoner. He has this vision of the end of the world and the events that would start happening pretty close to when he gets released from Patmos, the prison island. And then he sees this vision of what history will be like as it goes down through the ages. And then he sees the end of the world, the end of all things. And he writes these words. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. Not an old Jerusalem, but a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The whole idea of this new bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. How many know that'll be a glorious day? Amen? Amen. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Praise God. Every tear from our eyes. There shall be no more death. How can many can say amen? Amen. There will be nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain. How many are for that? Amen. No more pain. For the former things have passed away. They're gone. It's in the past. It's a new start, a new beginning, if you were. This is talking about heaven. This is the new Jerusalem coming down out of God from heaven and a new earth. Then in verse 5, then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things what? New. God says, I'm going to do everything new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. It is done. That's what we have to look forward to, my friends, is that there will be these new wonderful things as we follow the Lord and we live for him. And so in this new year, I think it's important that we remember in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that those that accept the Lord are called a new creature, because old things have passed away, all things have become new. In Ephesians 4:24, we're to put on the new man. Put off the old man and put on the new man. Do things in a new way. In Lamentations 3:23, he reminds us that his mercies are new every morning. So every morning, like it was in 2017, 2018, every morning you wake up, God has new mercies for you. And how many need them? Amen? How many need them? New mercies, new mercies. Let's renew our relationship with the Lord this year. And then finally, I just read before I came into the sanctuary, Matthew 9, where Jesus said, you don't put new wine into old wineskins, because if you do, it'll burst the wineskins. It's got some power there. I hate to tell you what I did last night, but I'm going to tell you. Someone got us a bottle of that it's non-alcoholic. We don't drink, Cheryl and I. It's that. Say it again. Sparkling cider. That's what it is. Good stuff. And so I popped the lid. And Cheryl didn't care for any, so anyway. So I had a glass. And I put that little lid back on it. Pop. And I went to get a second glass, and I couldn't get it off. So I did what any guy would do. I used our can opener. I used my teeth, popped it off. I don't recommend children you do this at home. And that thing popped off there and hit me in the lip. I'm standing over there. Oh. And Cheryl's just laughing. She's laughing. What happened? I said, she's laughing. I want her to kiss it and make it better. She didn't. She just kept laughing. No mercy from her. Anyway, that's what happens with old wineskins. You put new wine in it and they explode, right? And what he was talking about is that some things need to change in order to have the new that God has for us. And I believe if we can change in this coming year, there's some things that need to change. And if we'll do that, get a new wineskin, God will put some new stuff in us that'll just bless us and bless our socks off. Amen? Amen. I make all things new. So renew your love relationship with your wives, your husbands. Renew your love for your children, your grandchildren. Renew your love with your friends and with your church and your community. Make this new year just a time of saying, Lord, I just want a new and fresh everything you have for me. So, amen. All right, let's stand together and close out in prayer. Thank you for coming this morning. We appreciate you being in the house of the Lord. Father, we thank you for the blessing that we have in that we can come together and fellowship together as brothers and sisters in the Lord. We can celebrate communion. We thank you for the communion meal today that's been prepared. And we thank you for our worship time and for all our volunteers. We thank you, Lord, for our community. We thank you, Lord, for a new mayor that we have in Battleground now. And we pray for Mayor D'Alessandro that should be with him, Lord, as he does his term. And for our community and our school. And we thank you for our church, Lord. And for our organization, we just, Lord, there's so much to be grateful for and thankful for. And I just pray that you would renew in all our hearts a new appreciation for those that are closest to us, Lord. And just everything just goes on and on and on. And help us, Lord, to kind of just remember what Elihu said to Job, that God thunders with his voice. Speak to us in a powerful way this year, Lord. And help us to expect those great things that we can't even comprehend to happen, Lord, in this coming year. We thank you for it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you. Thanks for coming. Maybe say goodbye to somebody. Thank you and bless you today. And we'll see you next Sunday in the house of the Lord.